The governor vetoed the bill Wednesday, citing concerns that raw milk sales could lead to a disease outbreak that would threaten public health and the reputation of the dairy industry. State Representative Chris Dano says he thinks an override attempt is possible.
There are a number of people who maybe voted no initially, but I think maybe would be, and plus we had a number of members not there, that it might be close.
The bill passed the Senate on a 25-8 vote, meaning the two-thirds majority needed to override the veto is there. It passed the Assembly 60-35, leaving it a few votes short, though. Dano believes that could change.
I think there might be enough people that were frustrated enough with the way this got handled as well that maybe I can convince them that, hey, the will of the people wasn't respected here.
Dano says he's not optimistic about the chances of an override attempt, but feels he needs to try.
If it doesn't, this bill will be reintroduced next session, and I will be working with whoever the governor is then, be they Republican or Democrat, to try and convince them to sign the bill.
A veto override would have to start in the Senate. A spokesperson for Majority Leader Russ Decker says it's not likely to happen. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.